Welcome to the latest episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are rebroadcasting episodes first aired in the spring of 2025, based on a musical we shared earlier that year, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loved. We will be back soon with our current series, The Acts of the Apostles. Throughout the Gospels, we witness several powerful moments where Jesus expresses deep emotion, revealing the fullness of his humanity and the depth of his compassion. At the tomb of Lazarus, John tells us simply, "Jesus wept." This shortest verse in the entire Bible is a profound display of sorrow and empathy, not only for his friend's death, but also for the grief of those around him. Jesus also shows intense emotion as he enters Jerusalem, weeping over the city and lamenting its unwillingness to receive peace. His righteous anger is on display when he clears the temple of merchants, not out of uncontrollable rage, but a passionate zeal for his Father's house. He is deeply moved by the suffering of the marginalized. His compassion for the hungry crowds, the lepers, the blind, and the outcast is repeatedly noted in the Gospels. Even on the cross, amidst unbearable physical and spiritual agony, he expresses care for his mother and extends forgiveness to his executioners and a thief beside him. These moments of profound emotion not only affirm Jesus's divinity, but also his full humanity, his capacity to feel, to grieve, to be moved by love, and they draw us closer to him, reminding us that we serve a Savior who understands our every sorrow. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we see Jesus in anguish, overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, praying so earnestly that his sweat fell like drops of blood. Here, his emotional vulnerability is most raw as he wrestles with the weight of the cross and the will of the Father. This is captured in the song, "Not My Will."
Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me, this cup of suffering, this cup of death. Is there no other way? Must it be blood that redeems? The weight of sin upon my shoulders presses me into the dust. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. The path before me darkens,
the shepherd struck, the shepherd struck, the sheep. broken body, my poured out blood. I lay down my life willingly, no one takes it from me. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done.
In the quiet shadows of Gethsemane, we see Jesus in one of his most vulnerable and sacred moments. The garden, a place of olive trees and silence, becomes a battleground of the soul. Here, the Son of God wrestles not with enemies made of flesh and blood, but with the crushing weight of sin, the loneliness of betrayal, and the agony of what must soon come. His prayer is not polished or distant. It is raw, intimate, and trembling. Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me. This is not the cry of weakness, but of love. A love that longs for another way, but chooses surrender. Jesus knows what the cup holds: rejection, injustice, torture, abandonment, death. More than the physical torment, it is the spiritual burden of carrying the sin of the world that presses him into the dust. Still, even as the anguish rises, so does the offering. Not my will, but yours be done. This is the heart of the gospel, the perfect obedience of the Son to the will of the Father, even when the path leads through darkness. In Gethsemane, Jesus teaches us what it means to trust when the way is unclear, to surrender when the cost is high, to obey when the soul is trembling. The spirit is willing, he confesses, but the flesh is weak. We've all felt that tension. And yet Jesus goes where we often falter. He doesn't run, hide, or fight. He kneels. He prays. He yields. And in doing so, he shows us the depth of love's commitment. The cross was not a tragic accident. It was the plan of redemption unfolding. The grain of wheat, as Jesus described himself, would fall, but in falling, it would bear much fruit. He laid down his life willingly, not as a victim, but as a victor. No one took it from him. He gave it freely, so that in his brokenness we might be made whole, and through his death, we might have life. According to Luke 22, verse 43, in response to his agonizing prayer, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. This detail is only recorded in Luke's gospel and offers a profound glimpse into the Father's care for the Son, even in his most desperate hour. While Jesus doesn't receive a removal of the cup of suffering, he does receive strength to endure it. The angel's presence is a reminder that God does not abandon us in our darkest hours, even when he doesn't take the pain away. Instead, he often gives us what we need most: strength to go through, not a way around. This moment beautifully illustrates both the full humanity and divinity of Jesus. He agonizes, he sweats drops of blood, he pleads, but he remains in communion with the Father. And the Father responds, not by changing the plan, but by providing divine strength to fulfill it. The surrender of Gethsemane is not just a historical moment. It is an invitation to bring our fears, our unknowns, our pain, our dreams to the Father and whisper those same words: not my will, but yours be done. True discipleship is not defined by perfect strength, but by willing surrender. Like Jesus, we will face cups we do not want to drink, paths we would not choose. But if we follow him into the garden, we will find the courage to say yes. And that yes becomes the beginning of resurrection life. Father, you hold all things in your hands. In moments of fear and sorrow, remind us of your great love and eternal wisdom. When we face suffering, uncertainty, or burdens too heavy to bear, help us to remember your Son in Gethsemane, praying, weeping, surrendering. Teach us, as he did, to yield to your will, to trust your purpose, and to walk the path you've placed before us. Even when the night is long and the cup bitter, let us find our strength in you. Make us willing vessels, faithful to follow where you lead, and confident that through every dying, you bring life. Glorify your name in us, Father, as it was glorified in him. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.